This evening, Columbus City Council votes on a budget for the coming year, but the spending plan carries a controversial amendment. The change would delay hiring of new police officers while an audit of department hiring and recruiting practices plays out. The money saved would go to violence intervention, as well as police training and first aid equipment to implement Andre's Law. Columbus devotes about a third of its operating budget to the police. That's in line with a lot of other cities. But to the protesters who flooded Columbus streets chanting defund the police last summer, that money could be better spent elsewhere, stabilizing communities to prevent crime rather than paying for more enforcement. Now, City Council President Shannon Harden says Columbus is taking a small step in that direction with an amendment to the city's budget.
This will add to the momentum for reform and invest in our people and neighborhoods to prevent violent crime, a message that we heard loud and clear through our hearings.
Harden's amendment would set up a $10 million fund for city efforts to, quote, reimagine public safety. It's only about 1% of the overall budget, but Harden has a long list of plans for those dollars. $7.5 million establishes an alternative response division, expanding on existing units that pair an officer with a social worker and piloting programs with no police at all. Other funds go to violence intervention through employment, youth outreach, and domestic violence prevention. Still more funds pay for new first aid equipment and training for current officers. The problem is where Harden found the money.
In November of 2020, council voted to hire an independent professional to audit the recruitment and hiring practices for the Division of Police. I believe that we should wait until this audit is complete to hire additional officers.
Under the mayor's proposed budget, the division would hire two classes of recruits, one in June and the other in December. By effectively canceling that summer class, Harden came up with $2.5 million. Two council members, Mitchell Brown and Priscilla Tyson, voted against Harden's amendment. Mayor Andrew Ginther stresses he and council agree on a lot when it comes to police reform, and he included efforts of his own in the budget, like funding 20 social workers for crisis response. But he believes cutting into police hiring is the wrong approach.
You know, I respectfully hope that they'll reconsider postponing the next police recruit class. I've been very clear about that, and I do not support that. We believe such action will delay increasing the diversity and enhance training of our officers, which our community demands.
The Division of Police was in a difficult position even before Harden announced his amendment. Columbus set a record for homicides in 2020. Police response to the summer's protests frayed public trust, and the city is going back to the drawing board to find a new chief. Interim Chief Michael Wood says the recruiting process for new officers takes more than a year, so turning off the tap now could hobble the division.
As the year progresses, officers retire, and there aren't officers in the pipeline to replace them. That's when tough decisions will have to be made about what units we staff and setting our priorities and even looking at the tasks that we do.
The June class would be the most diverse ever, with Black people making up 26% of the recruits. Local activists wanted more people of color in uniform, but they also called for defunding the police and moving those dollars to community resources. The money diverted in Harden's plan is relatively low, less than 1% of the police budget. Still, local organizers like Jasmine Ayers see progress.
I think that this is really significant. I think that this took guts.
Even if the dollar amount is small, Ayers thinks diverting funds to communities that need help could serve as proof of concept.
It shows people that it's okay when we do this, and that actually making real investments in community is what's going to keep us safe and not necessarily hiring more police officers. So I think that this is a first step in showing people that when you divert funds, chaos does not ensue.
Assuming council approves the budget with Harden's amendment, the spending plan goes to Mayor Ginther's desk. He has three options: sign it, veto it, or allow it to take effect without his signature. Nick Evans, WOSU News.